If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BJ and Jamie.
There you go.
That's the fray. That's the fray. Tickets coming up at 7:20. Stand by for your chance to win. I see they're putting down the purple stripe today.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, Blake Street. They put it down for opening day. Opening day. Let's just give you the scoop on that real quick here because a lot of people have tickets. That place sells out. It's completely packed on opening day. If you're headed down to Coors Field, here's what they're saying officially. Yeah, it's going to be cool. Going to be cool. Dress appropriately. As far as snow, probably by the third or fourth inning, it's going to probably start snowing, okay? Just depend on that.
Also, just a reminder, our sister station is going to be at Four Play Kitchen and Cocktails, and so that's at 22nd and Blake. And you might see a couple of myself and my friends wandering around there as well.
Hanging out, man.
Yep.
Then you're going to the game, right?
Right, yep.
If the party starts at 11, I think the game is just after 1 o'clock, something like that, and then who knows, a few minutes later, you might be right back again.
Yeah.
At the bar.
Well, and we're staying downtown.
Yeah. Oh, you are?
Yeah, we're spending the night there.
Nice.
Yeah.
You already got a place?
I do.
Now, are they packed down there for the ball game?
The Thompson?
Do a lot of people do that?
Or something like that. What?
Do a lot of people do that? Do they go down there and
stay? I have no idea.
I wonder if the hotels get packed.
I'm sure they do. Yeah. Even people that are following the team, right? Because there's a lot of people
coming in for opening day out of town.
If they're, I wish the weather were a little bit better, though.
Yeah,
you know,
I think last year was
day.
Perfect,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Sometimes we get that perfect afternoon for the ball game, but it looks like it's going to be a little dicey.
Can I bring up something? I did not know that our governor was funny, and he is. He's very funny, unless it's not him. Did you see his portrait that he hung?
Hilarious.
It is so funny.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
It is so funny. It's South Park. I don't know who did that, but it is hilarious. I'm like, when did Polis get funny?
And it looks exactly like
it
him.
It does look like. If he was, I mean, well, maybe Schmidl knows. Schmidl, have they ever written him into an episode?
I don't think they have, no.
Because, I mean, it looks like a true character from South Park.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it looks like they ripped it directly out of the show's, like, computer.
Exactly. Yeah. And that was pretty funny. I was like, that's a great portrait to have in there. He's funny. He has tennis shoes in his portrait.
Yeah.
My God, that guy.
Brings out the humor, man.
It really
Bring
does.
Out the humor
really
on April Fool's Day.
Yep.
Did anybody try to pull anything on you yesterday?
No.
Nothing?
Nope.
No.
No. What about you?
No, I thought about it. I put in my phone. I second-guessed it, though. Here's what I did. I went on my phone, and I put my three kids, okay, to receive a text. And I was going to text them and say, hey, sorry to spring on this on you now, but I'm no longer going to be in Denver. I'm moving to Hawaii.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
And then it felt dumb. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know.
When you think something's funny and you think something, they're like, oh, this will get him. And I had one of those moments yesterday where, like, I went as far as typing it and then I just deleted
everything.
Then you're
like, it's not very funny.
I'm like, hey, nobody's going to buy it. They know dad better than that. I don't just pick up on a whim and go to Hawaii, right? Or at least you should think that.
Yeah.
And then it just started sounding dumb.
Yeah.
And then I thought to myself, you know, you and I talk about all the time that we just don't participate in April Fool's.
Well, does that make us grumpy?
No, I don't think it does.
Does it make us just, not fun? Maybe we're not fun.
Well, here's the thing. You and I do it 364 days a year.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you come
well,
up.
Well, and I tried, but you ruined it.
I'm just saying.
No, I tried.
I know you did. I know you did. Don't feel bad about that.
Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt back together again.
Right.
And then BJ goes, April Fool.
Well, I didn't know it was an April Fool's. And then I realized it and I said it out loud.
Yeah, you sure did.
And
sure
I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, it was too late now.
That was my reaction. So it didn't work. But yes, I thought about it yesterday. Then I thought, man, that's dumb.
Yeah.
Don't
what about you, Carson?
No, nothing happened. Uneventful.
God, we're not fun, you guys.
Our friends aren't fun either. They didn't try anything on us.
I know, but remember, Dan called it his Super Bowl yesterday.
That's right. That's right.
I didn't even see anything from him either, by the way, that as far as April Fool's stuff.
Anything wacky?
He didn't post anything.
No.
Yeah. Dan's a coworker here. Okay. Yeah. Dan, and he's big into yanking a chain.
Is that how we say it? Yanking. Hey,
yanking
Schmidl,
somebody's chain.
I know that we're having a big party today and stuff, and I noticed that everybody has like decorated their offices and like they're putting out their awards, making it all pretty. We have 4 trophies from the parade. Where should we put them?
Up on the 2 windows right there?
No.
Right, just front center so that you see them right when you open that door.
I think that they should be like right in the middle of the elevator. Like right, like we should put a pedestal in the middle. And so when they get off the elevator, they'll be like, oh, you guys are winners.
A special stand right there.
Let me explain first of all, okay? Belco has bought the rights to our studio. Literally wrote a check. They bought the rights. We are now broadcasting from the Belco studios.
Correct.
Today is the official ribbon cutting for Belco. Their people, their high-ups, are coming here to the radio station to see the studio that they sponsor, okay?
Right.
And so we're rolling out the red carpet here in the hallways today. Everybody's supposed to be here for the ribbon cutting. We got food.
BJ has a tie on.
I got a tie on. I'm expecting, I don't want like hors d'oeuvres, things like that. I want fried chicken, man. I want us to go all out for Belco, and I think they're going to today.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on around here today.
But everybody is displaying their hardware, you know, all their goods. And we have 4 gigantic trophies. And I'm just like, well, what do we do with those? We got to put them somewhere neat.
And our trophies have the Belco name on them.
They
because
do,
Belco is the huge sponsor of the St. Patrick's Day Parade. And those trophies are from winning the media portion of the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
It really all goes together.
Yeah.
That's
so,
crazy.
I mean, it all ties in. It's Belco, Belco, Belco today. And, and we got to figure out how to let them know that BJ and Jamie's what you bought. Not just the studio, but you got the best show in town, man. Yeah, we got to flex a little bit
to
show off, not only to Belco, but to everybody else in the building, too.
I feel like even Schmidl took a shower.
Oh, yeah.
Did you shower today?
I showered this morning. I put hair gel in.
Nice!
Yeah, dude, I went all out. Yeah, brushed my teeth.
Hair gel?
Yeah.
Really?
You guys, speaking of brushing your teeth, I bought that stuff. It's like powder that you put on your toothbrush.
I've never tried it.
Yeah, it's called, I forgot what it's called. But anyway, you shake it. It's a little shaky stuff that you put on top of your toothpaste.
Yeah.
It's supposed to make your teeth white.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and I looked on it on Yucca, and it said it's perfectly safe.
Now, it's supposed to make your teeth white instantly?
No.
Or over a period of time?
Over a period of time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because they have that paint that you can paint, you know what I mean?
But I think some of that stuff is dangerous.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's why I like that Yucca. I like that Yucca app because even weird stuff like that, you can, look at it, and Yucca said it was perfectly fine. I bought it off the internet.
All right, well,
I know you
works.
Find that shocking, but I bought it off the internet.
Well, that's the way it works sometimes, right? All right, TikTok, the ban on TikTok is Saturday. It's got to be sold.
Again?
In the next 2 days.
Again?
Well, no, I'm just saying that is the ban.
No, but I mean, again?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Remember when they shut it down for a day and everybody, he was crying?
It was like 12 hours.
Well, yeah. They're saying that this is it.
I don't think this thing is sold. I'm not buying it.
I don't either.
Really?
Yeah, because they did this once before, and Carson's so sad because he didn't have the TikTok. Yeah.
And now, I think it's going away.
No, I do too.
No, it's they not said going that last away.
Time. I do too. Yeah. Still.
There's so
it
much,
did go away.
There's so much money in TikTok, and there's so many people that depend on TikTok. There's no way.
Here's what I think is going to happen. They're going to announce it being sold by Friday.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. That's
they have a deal.
I don't think it's not going to be sold.
They have a deal in the works, and they're going to announce it by Friday.
For sure.
It's supposed to go away. If it doesn't happen, it's supposed to be shut down on Saturday.
Well, why was it shut down last time? Because they also put that deadline on it? Was that?
Yeah, it was a deadline, and then President Trump came back and extended the deal.
Right, yeah. So we keep hearing that, but they keep pushing it.
Well, I'm just saying it's in the news. They're saying that if it's not sold by Saturday, it will go down over the weekend for you. Uh-huh. Right?
And I haven't seen any reports about a company coming forward buying it.
Oh, don't worry. It's coming.
Well, I mean, we would have already heard about it by now, I think. Or at least like some potential suitors.
I'm not fighting about any of this. Yeah.
We're not fighting. We're just discussing.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm like, I don't even know. Yeah. All I know is that this is devastating to Carson if it goes down again.
Yeah, and I'm not buying into the hype. There's too much money. TikTok's too valuable. It'll be fine.
You didn't think it'd go down last time.
No, and it did. I was 12 hours.
Yeah.
It was the end of my life. But guess what? It was only 12 hours.
Yeah.
I think we'll be all right.
All right. Well, that's the headlines this morning that TikTok could go down on Saturday, be out for the weekend. Who knows? Could be sold. Nobody knows for sure. The freight tickets are coming up. We'll do that at 7:20 this morning here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Stand by for it. Got a little bit of snow in the forecast over the next couple of days. In fact, into the weekend, too.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
I think people will care, though. It doesn't. If you side with one side or the other, everybody cares. BJ and I were just having a discussion.
Yeah, all fair. All right, let me point this out for you. In the news this morning, they just did a story on Fox 31, by the way, that Wi-Fi jamming robbers that have been around town, they've been caught.
Let me guess. Doug Coe got them.
I think Arapaho.
Oh, God.
Denver.
Well, everybody.
And I think Douglas County was a part of it because part of this was in Highlands Ranch,
well,
right?
Well, yeah, that's where right. A lot of the houses were broken into.
Some people have been jamming Wi-Fis to disconnect and shut down, you know, your cameras and all these things around the house so they can rob you, okay?
Right.
This has been going on for a while. It hit Highlands Ranch.
Remember,
Aurora.
It was the open spaces. It was all those open spaces, and they were like stalking them, and they didn't know that they were being watched.
And they had video, but they didn't know who these people were. Well, they got busted yesterday. It turned out it was a Colombian gang.
Oh.
Yeah, that got caught. Four people here in Colorado, here in town, were involved, along with one person up in Ohio. That
Where
was a part of it.
That one
they made
from?
The connection That's somehow crazy. With the phones or whatever, Jamie. They made the connection. Here's the story.
Led by Aurora Police, but also involved other agencies like Arapahoe and Douglas County Sheriff's Office. Now, last week, the agencies went to the homes to serve two search warrants.
Douglas County was in there.
Oh,
did you hear that?
Yeah, good.
Let me replay that for you. Just a
minute. Because
you're very proud of that.
Well, I am.
I know you are.
I live in Douglas County.
I know.
I feel like our county is that place where everybody's like, better not go there and cause any trouble.
Oh, they'll bust you.
Yeah.
Anyway,
all right, go ahead. Sorry.
Led by Aurora Police, but also involved other agencies like Arapahoe and Douglas County Sheriff's Office. Now, last week, the agencies went to the homes to serve two search warrants and four arrest warrants. This led to the lockup of four Colombian nationals. A fifth was arrested in Ohio. Now, here's some of the evidence collected. The five suspects are accused of breaking into at least 21 homes in Aurora, stealing cash, jewelry, clothing, handbags, sunglasses, and even some weapons as well. Investigators, they seized those weapons and the tracking devices and the Wi-Fi jammers that were used to bypass people's alarm systems.
They had trail cameras. They had cameras put into rocks. They were physically watching people driving around on foot. They were putting trackers on vehicles, using technology. Any way that you can imagine, they were using for their surveillance to plan these burglaries.
Think about that. They had placed cameras in rocks in your front yard to watch your house.
Yeah, to see when you're coming and going.
That's scary.
And then they would throw a tracker on your vehicle to see where you're at so they can break into your house.
It was interesting because I saw the layout of everything they stole, They really liked sunglasses. Like, yeah. I mean, they showed cash. They showed a Louis Vuitton bag and all this other stuff. But man, they really, really liked sunglasses. Just was well, like, sunglasses was your pull?
All right, well, they're in the pokey this morning. Douglas County, man. Douglas they don't County. Mess around, do what? They, Jamie White? Douglas County. Now, I know that Denver helped and Arapahoe helped, but Douglas County probably led the charge.
You know what I feel like? What? If anybody ever pulls me over from Arapahoe or Denver, or whatever, they'd be like, yeah, you always talk about Douglas County. We're going to give you a ticket.
Automatic.
Can you imagine, though, that you go out in your front yard and you're doing a little, you know, a little maintenance there, maybe at the flower bed, and you find a camera and you have no idea where it came from?
Go ahead.
You would freak out.
Didn't you tell me somebody was living in a house and the... Oh, we talked about it. The girl was... she said somebody was under her bed.
Yeah.
And then there was really somebody
under her
bed.
And there was a man under her bed.
She was babysitting. She was babysitting for some friends. And the toddler kept saying that there's a boogeyman. Yeah. There's a monster under the bed. That's what it was. A monster under the bed. No, no, no. Okay, okay. I'll check.
Yeah.
So you can go to sleep.
Can you imagine looking under there?
She looks under the bed and there's a dude under there.
Absolutely terrified.
I think about that. I don't know why that story affects me, but I think about that all the time because if I hear something or whatever, you know, I'll walk around like a lunatic with a loaded gun.
Yeah.
But I'm like, what if I do open this door and there's a guy here? I mean,
like, seriously, what would you do?
I'd pass out probably from fright. I'd be like, oh. I'd be worthless.
Right?
I think of that too.
Yeah.
I think, you know, that we're up in the bedroom, me, Frog, Lisa, and I've got guns. And I've got, but if somebody, if I actually heard somebody, I don't know what I'd do.
Because it's game on.
I don't know what. Yeah, but I don't know what I would do. I feel like I'd fold in front of my family.
Well, I have all those cameras, you know, that you can with night vision.
Yeah.
And last night I was just watching it. I don't know. I want to see like a mountain lion, you know, and I want to see if the bears are waking up. So I'm watching the field cam that I have set up, and it's on Wi-Fi. And I'm like, what if a guy just shows up in the middle of that camera? Like, what will I do? Will I go outside and shoot him?
Well,
that's probably not a good idea.
Fortunately for you, all you've captured so far is a raccoon pooping.
Well, no, he has a name. Doogie at my Hauser. Doogie.
BJ and Jamie.
We're not a sports station, but I want to mention something just quickly here. Last night, the Denver Nuggets played, right? Joker scored 61 points.
Dang.
And we lost.
Yeah.
And we lost?
Yeah.
Oh, he's got to be mad at his teammates.
I'd be so upset with, like, guys, you got to help me out here.
I mean, I got 61 points.
I can't do it all. Although I tried to do it all.
Exactly.
I can't do it all.
Oh, that sucks.
61 points in one game.
Okay, let me ask you this. Speaking of basketball, and again, we're not a sports station. All right, so let's say that you got called down at halftime, right? And it's one of those like special things where, all right, BJ Harris is going to try to make a free throw.
Oh yeah, for $25,000,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
But this time they're like, okay, but you have to make a layup and let's see if you can do it, right?
I could do it.
Oh, I know, because you know
where I'm an athlete.
Do you know where you hit?
I hit the ball.
On the board?
Yeah, in the square.
No, right at the two corners. Right at the two corners, right here, it goes in every time.
Yeah.
Right here at the two corners, you hit that son of a bitch right there, it goes
Jamie,
in every time.
I know how to do
I'm just
a layup.
And just telling
I don't
you,
need.
I'm the free throw queen, too. Remember?
Okay.
Remember, I got a trophy?
So we both can do it, but I know how to do a layup.
Okay, so then you slip and fall down.
What?
So let's say you slip and fall down.
Well, it's not beyond me.
So what do you do now?
I'm weak in the knees.
And they have to
days.
Come and get you on a stretcher, and they take you away, and like you've pulled all kinds of. Do you sue? It's a real story. It actually happened.
Do you sue?
Yeah, because it says a Hawks fan was injured while taking part in a contest during a timeout during Atlanta's 127. Their loss to the Trailblazers. He went for a layup when he slipped and fell. He was then taken by ambulance away, and he was placed on a stretcher, blah, blah, blah. There's no immediate update. Now, as that fan, do you just let it go? Or now you have a torn, you know, whatever.
Torn ACL, basically.
And it's a professional NBA team.
Sue the hell out of them.
I was thinking you would say that. Yeah.
Soft tissue damage.
Right?
Yep. That's me. Yep. There you go.
But
yeah,
I'm wondering,
I'd get my $25,000 one way or the other.
But so I wonder if he had to sign a consent or something.
Probably. Yeah. A waiver?
A waiver,
I would think.
Yeah, but probably. Maybe, you know, sometimes they forget. Because I always wondered that, like, when they shoot the T-shirts at you, I kind of want to stand in front of one and, like, act like I got knocked out.
Yeah, because there's no consent with that. They're just shooting it into the stands.
Yeah, they're just shooting it. It's like, oh, my God.
This show, man. Any way to make money and sue people. We're all for it around here.
Yeah, we are. Easy money, man. Easy money.
So that actually happened at a Hawks game?
Yep, it sure did. And there's no update on that kid.
Oh, man. I know. Yep. You're out there thinking you're going to win some big cash. Well, maybe you still will.
Who knows?
But it's going to be in court.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dead, right?
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Dad, I have lots of shout-outs I would like to do first. You know, just take a little moment. First of all, John at Highlands Ranch Imports. Love him. Love, love, love. Taking my car today. He said to say hi to you, BJ.
Hello, John!
What are you doing over there?
I'm looking at something here in the computer. I got to swap something around.
Oh, you got to swap something out?
Yeah.
The other thing, I want to thank Lindsay at Facial Aesthetics in Cherry Creek. She is amazing. I know. I don't know what it is. I am like the biggest baby when it comes to getting 800 needles put in my face. I know that sounds shocking, but I am. So I want to first apologize to Lindsay for being a little dramatic. And she did a great job. Look at this. Look at how great.
Smooth, man.
Right?
Look at that.
Look at that.
Looks good.
She even put needles in my neck.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's a good-looking neck.
Isn't it great? I don't know. I'm snatched, they said.
Yeah, you are snatched.
I am snatched.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I do look snatched.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's Lindsay at Facial Aesthetics, and you can get more information at facialaestheticsinc.com. Again, it's facialaestheticsinc.com. She also works at Monument as well. All right. Kanye is causing all kinds of problems again. He went on record and said he never wanted to have children with Kim Kardashian, ever.
No kidding.
Who says that?
Wait a minute. He said what now? He said he never wanted to?
Yep.
Well, then why did he? Didn't he have two or three?
He had four.
Four?
So, yeah. He said,
you know, after the first one, what caused it?
He said he knew it, the first 2 months that he was with her, he didn't want to have children with her at all. And he said, but it wasn't God's plan.
Oh.
Whatever. But people are really mad at him because they know that North, for example, is old enough to see this. And for you to say that you never wanted to have children, it goes against the kids.
It's just messed up.
I know he was trying to take a jab at Kim, but he was really taking a jab at his children.
And it's a lie.
I know. It's,
I mean, he's lying through his teeth.
Well, he's just trying to get to her.
Yeah, he's just coming up with crap to say to start trouble.
But they're saying that, you know, I mean, this is really bad for him because, you know, he's complaining that he wants custody of his kids and see him more often. But you say things like that and people know it's verbal abuse to your children. And they're saying that if Kim goes to court, she's going to win. She hasn't done it yet, but
those kids from both sides, from the Kardashians and Kanye, more so from Kanye, but even from the Kardashian side, they're going to be so jacked up in life.
Yeah, I think she tries to keep it as normal as possible, but the problem is when you have a gigantic blow up of your butt in New York City and Times Square, that'll change a kid.
Yeah.
And there's so much. There's so much in Kim's past that's going to pop up. It's not going away. It's the internet, you know? And these kids are going to see it. They're going to be jacked up forever.
Morgan Wallen, they say he was replaced at the last minute during a sketch that he refused to do. So this thing is coming full circle. The fact that his people said, no, there was no problems. Everything was fine. Now Page Six is saying that's not true at all. He didn't want to do a specific skit that he had planned on doing. They wrote for him. And instead they brought in Joe Jonas who did it. And then that's why I guess they said he was hard to work with. He was not super friendly. And then he just walked off after it was all over. So I bet he's just a bitch.
I do too. You know? I do too.
I mean, he's like,
he's got a bad attitude, I think. Yeah.
As my dad would say, he got too big for his britches.
Yeah. Too big for his
britches.
Yeah,
that's what Bob would say.
But he was oil in that water. I mean, he does not match up with those people in New York at Saturday Night Live.
Let's talk about this real quick and honestly. Okay, you're a professional football player, right? And, you know, you have kids. Are you sad that all four of them are girls? I say yes.
Absolutely.
I say
100%.
Yes.
Yeah. Every dad is.
Right?
Yep.
Jason and Kylie Kelce announced the birth of their fourth child, their fourth little girl. Jason and Kylie Kelce have welcomed their fourth child, announcing the birth Tuesday night. The NFL legend and wife Kylie revealed that they had added to their gaggle of girls, is what they're calling it.
Man, oh man.
I know.
What
know.
Are the four chances girls. Of that?
I know.
And girls are so much harder to raise.
They really are.
They are.
They're a pain in the ass.
They are.
Tights and there's bows.
Yeah.
There's, like there's not, you know, you can just put on a little outfit from Kohl's on a boy.
And yeah. Trying to do the hair.
Oh my God.
Like I cannot do Little Debbie's hair for the life of me. It takes like an hour.
You got to put a rubber band at the end of your vacuum hose.
I know.
And then suck it up and then roll down the rubber band. I see it on TikTok all the time.
It is genius.
Right?
I feel like she'd be terrified. She's not a fan of the vacuum.
Well, yeah.
So
I feel like every little kid would be terrified of that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put a vacuum hose on top of your head. Like, I would think, like, my brain's going to be sucked out.
Don't move.
Yeah. Anyway, fourth child. I like the kids' names, though. They have Wyatt, they have Elliot, they have Bennett, and then now they have Finley is the baby's
little
name.
Little
Finley, yep. So cute. All right, Netflix. They're saying the staff for Meghan Markle is over it. I guess her as ever brand is launching their products. And they're not sure how it's going to sell, but they said they're not ready to even launch products right now. But she's like, no, we are going to, as ever, launch our products.
Yeah, and they said they're going to have to sign these papers saying they can't talk about it, too.
Oh.
Because I guess some of the stuff's fake.
Fake?
So you don't want to reveal that, like maybe some of the jam recipes and different things.
Oh, gotcha.
That they got to sign these NDAs.
Well, you would assume that they have to anyway because,
yeah,
you know, Harry's around and
it's
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's selling her jam, her honey, her herbal tea, her crepe mix. God.
I think she's toast.
I do, too.
I think it's over.
Yeah.
I think this did it right here.
Sorry, Carson.
Yeah.
I mean, if she puts that balloon arch on sale, best believe I'm buying that.
You've been Markled. That's what you said to me yesterday, right? Because I bought the flowers. I didn't buy them for her. I just bought them from Amazon. They're edible flowers. Because I was just going to, when I show up to my girlfriends, like when we go out for wings, I'm going to sprinkle them on the wings.
Yeah.
Really bring out the,
yeah.
I don't know, the visual. All right. Val Kilmer, he has passed away at the age of 65. He was a huge superstar, and he had a lot of hot chicks. Cindy Crawford is somebody he dated. Angelina Jolie, Daryl Hannah, just to name a few. They said, though, however, he died lonely. He hadn't had a girlfriend in 20 years, and he felt lonely every single day. Despite, you know, having that gaggle of girls.
Yeah.
They said at the end he was, I wonder what happened to that woman that he married.
Joanna. I don't know.
Yeah.
It appears that once he got diagnosed with throat cancer, he just kind of went into seclusion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He just decided that it was time to just exit Hollywood.
Yeah, I know he had a big ranch along a river in New Mexico, I think it was.
Where did he die?
Probably New Mexico, my guess.
I've never saw that in the story.
He had this beautiful piece of property, and it ran all along the river. It was just gorgeous.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was really pretty. So maybe there. But they said he spent his time at the end painting. He was a great artist. Where did he die?
Los Angeles.
Mm.
Yeah.
He was back in L.A., huh?
That's what it says according to BBC.
I think his daughter lived there, maybe. I don't know. So he wasn't alone.
Yeah. Well, she's the one that announced it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So
that he was dead.
Maybe she was by his side. All right. Let's see here. Blake Lively fans are going after... Man, that's another one that's toast. Meghan Markle and Blake should be best friends.
Yeah.
Because people don't really care for either one of them.
Yeah. Despise them, in fact.
Yeah. So Blake Lively, I guess she was making donuts at a friend's cafe. And her, they said it was just a photo op because she didn't have her hair tied back. And her hair was getting in the donuts. Harry Donuts. That is nasty. Nobody wants to name their shop Harry Donuts. No. Yeah. It says that it obviously was just for a PR stunt because she didn't pull her hair back or put it in a hairnet like everybody else. She was all glammed out making the donuts, and it like went in the donuts.
Man, if you make a mistake on a post or a video, man, the public will rip you to shreds.
No kidding. But I mean, it is a PR move. I mean, everybody else had hairnets on, and she had hair in the donuts.
Here's the only thing, though. A guy like me would have never picked up on that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would look at something like that and go, oh, man, those donuts look good. Yeah. I wouldn't have thought of Harry Donuts.
That's true.
I would.
That's true. This will make every one of us feel like horrible parents. Every single one of us. Did you see that 5-year-old's in Mensa?
No.
Yeah.
Mensa.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Mensa, the like it's a club. It's a group for really, really like smart people.
Like you, Mensa. Einstein. You're an Einstein.
Mensa. Yeah.
Mensa.
Mensa.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
It's a high IQ society.
Yeah.
A New Jersey household just added another Mensa member. This is their second one. No, third one, because the dad's part of it, too.
They've got three?
Three. And this kid's 5 years old.
Man.
Five. They said at 5 years old, he already knows all his multiplication tables.
Oh.
At five?
You know they just like beat it into him.
Oh, he was strapped to a desk in the basement. They're like,
ah! The little genius is crushing the times table in pre-K and even hacking video games back doors because of his love for math and coding at five.
Okay, that's wild.
His big sister, Declan, her name is Declan, joined Mensa last year, and their dad, Delano, is a member too. Their mom went to junior college, it looks like, but she says that she gets all the credit, according to the dad, because she keeps it creative. It says she has all these messages all over the house, you know, and probably time. I tried that. I put the times table in my son's bathroom, so when he's taking a little dookie at, you know, five, he would see the times table and... Didn't work at all.
I'm going to be honest. Yeah. I wouldn't want a kid that smart in my house.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, you don't have to worry.
No, I don't.
Because I don't
either. I got four dummies, and I love it.
No, because they would be socially awkward.
I do. I think that would be somewhat of a, I don't know, binding for them. As far as, you know, being, you know, active with other kids.
There's a whole TV show about it. And I love that show. What is it called? You know, the mom and dad. And then there was this, come on. You guys got to help me. Remember, now there's a spinoff because the one son, he has a
Big Bang?
That's part of the spinoff, but the other one.
Sheldon?
Oh, Sheldon. Yeah.
Young Sheldon?
Young Sheldon, Young Sheldon is a genius.
Look, for the first 12 years or so, it would be a curse in a way, okay? Yeah. With you and your friends or whatever. Now, by the time you're 25, you're a millionaire, so it works out for you. But that childhood would be absolutely miserable being that smart.
Everybody's asking her, what's her secret to getting a kid that's 5 years old that knows how to code and all this stuff? And she says, let the kids lead the way. Make sure that learning is fun. You know those kids are not having fun. You know that mom.
And you know.
Like, she's just like, I told you 9 times 3 is 27.
And if you're the other two kids and the little 5-year-old comes along and he's smarter than you, hate him.
Oh, for sure.
You hate him. Because you were the smart kid of the family. Mm-hmm. And now you got this little genius.
It's like having the brother that's the quarterback and you can't play football.
Mm-mm. No. Yeah.
And the dad loves the quarterback, obviously. And
Oh, yeah.
You decided to do archery.
Yeah, life's tough, man.
It is. It is tough. It is very tough. And then finally, I have great news for all of us single ladies.
What is it?
It's that married people get dementia far more often than single people. Recent research found that people who were not married were less at risk than married people for dementia. One contributing factor is that single people are better at maintaining their social ties. Single people may be more self-reliant. That is kind of a true story. Like, I have to figure it out, right? Like, you had like 5 phone calls from everybody at your house asking for help.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I have to figure my stuff out by myself. you know?
Yeah.
And so people get in a marriage and they rely on somebody, like, for example, my sister kind of didn't know what to do after she got a divorce because my brother-in-law handled her whole life.
He just took care of everything.
He took care of everything, yeah. And so all of a sudden, being single, she's like, I don't even know how to do any of this, you know?
Yeah.
Like, how do I clean the pool? I'm like, yeah, call a pool boy. And then finally, here's the deal. If the tush push is not turned into a porn, I quit. Because, I mean, it was give it to him, right?
Yeah.
The NFL is fighting over this tush push thing or whatever it's called. And I'm thinking, it's a gimme.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they still haven't decided on this. I see it in the news all the time.
Yeah, I don't really have a take on it.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.